Campbell, Kellen Campbell, number 24, for Mansfield. Three-man officiating crew looks like they are ready to go. 4 o'clock has 8 minutes on it, so let's go. Let's get this thing started. There's the ball up, and the tip controlled by the Mansfield Lions into the backcourt is Usley. He'll bring it across the timeline. Alton's going to, well, they're looking like they're going to play a little man-to-man here. And Mansfield immediately goes inside for Hedrick, and Hedrick goes up and scores off the window. Hedrick's a really good player. Here comes Alton, first possession of the line. Willard taking the ball right down the middle of the lane, going all the way, tried to get a shot up. He just blocked in the rebound. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Off the hands of Jace Hedrick, a Mansfield will be Comet ball. So it looks like these two teams want to play fast, and that's the way they like to go. Mansfield's already put 100 on the board in one game this year. They scored 103 in their season opener. Here's a gift to Tharp for the Comets off the inbound. He's in the free throw circle, goes down the left side of the lane, puts up a short jumper. It's good! Corbin Tharp, first 2 points tonight for the Alton Comets, and the Comets go a little full court with a man-to-man. Mansfield gets it up across the timeline. They bounce it down low to Campbell, turns left, shoots and scores. Kellen Campbell with his first two. Mansfield up by two here at 4-2. Alton with it. Seacrest brings it up out of time against the defense. Has the ball poked away loose on the floor, and Mansfield's got it. Campbell gives it up to Ussery. Pulls up 12-footers. Good. When they're hitting shots, they are really good, folks. And they've gone 3-for-3 so far. Lead it 6-2. Willard crosses the timeline down the middle of the lane. His shot is up, and it's good. A high arching shot over the top of Campbell. Got it in off the board. If we're going to go at this pace all night long, these guys are going to be tired. They might miss church on Sunday. Mansfield out front with it. It's broke. Takes it to the right side of the lane. Now takes the west side of the lane. Takes it down in the corner. Brings it back outside. Now around the horn to Crony. He shoots a 3-ball. It's off the rim. No good. Ruddy's got the rebound. Gets pulled down from behind. Oh, and they're going to call a travel. Prost has won a charge. Ruddy was wanting a foul, and now another official comes in. They're going to call a foul. Yeah, foul on number 14. That's got to be a foul on Prost. He actually grabbed him around the waist and just pulled him down. So Haven Prost, number 14, called the first foul of the game. And all with the ball, chance to tie it up here. Just underway in the quarterfinal round of the Kabul Highway Tournament. Seacrest with the ball, brings up out of the backcourt against Hedrick, and gives it up to Willard. Willard just been taking it and going to the hole. He's got it now. That's where he's doing, going to the hole. Kicks it back outside to Ruddy for a three. It's off the rim. No good. Starts with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. The big lefty's got four early, and he's going to have to do that job tonight for the Alton Comets, who are overmatched size-wise in about every position. Here's again to Hedrick. He'll shoot a 3-ball for Mansfield. It's up off the rim. No good. Nice job on the rebound. Corbin Tharp, but a good block out there by Ruddy. Comets lace it up to the other end. Seacrest takes it down to the baseline, right side of the lane, looking to get rid of it now, and does to Ruddy. Ruddy, defended by Campbell, takes it out to the top of the key. Pulls him out near midcourt, and the give is over to Seacrest, number 11, the sophomore. One dribble and a pass to Willard. Willard back over to Ruddy on top, dumping it down inside to Corbin Tharp. Oh, he loses his man and scores the short jumper. Alton using the size of Corbin Tharp that time. He kind of leaned back into the defender who fell down, and Tharp had an easy two. There is almost a steal by the Comets on the other end as Mansfield tried to push him into Hedrick, and it's going to create a hell ball, and possession belongs to the Alton Comets, who lead it early 8-6. One place the Comets have a size advantage is with big Corbin Tharp, and they're taking advantage of it early in this game. Seacrest with the ball in the backcourt, working against Hedrick, brings it across the timeline on the dribble drive. He's not just an offensive player. He's a good defensive player, too. Here's a gift to Willard. He'll shoot a three, and it's good. Caden Willard from downtown, and the Alton Comets are up 5 with 4:49 to go in the first quarter. Nice play there by Seacrest. Get that ball to Willard open. Mansfield another in. They go inside for Campbell. He puts up a shot. No, he's going to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 2, Jacob Ruddy. Kind of interesting, the Comets have got Ruddy guarding the big man for Mansfield. And I'm sure that's trying to avoid foul trouble for Corbin Tharp because Corbin's going to have to play this entire game. Comets are going to have to probably make some substitutions. Here's the first shot by Campbell up and good from the free throw line. Going to have to keep Corbin Tharp fresh as Comets want to have a chance in this one. Second free throw for Campbell is up. It's no good. The rebound taken by Tharp. Kicks it out to Willard. Thomas with a four-point lead in the ball. Willard going down the middle of the lane. Challenges the defense and scores again. Willard with seven in the first quarter. Mansfield. Quick up the court with the ball to Cronin. Gives it to Hedrick. Hedrick draws the defense to him. Now a little, nice pass in the middle. Shot is up and drops down for number 11, Malachi Ussery. And Alton breaks the full-court pressure again. Got it down to Hosapple. He'll fire a three. It's good from downtown. And Hosapple puts the Alton Comets up by seven. That's 16-9. 4 minutes into the first quarter. Mansfield with the ball. Out on top is Ussery. Defended by Seacrest. Gives it up now to Proch. Proch. Time to lob it down inside. Got the Campbell at the elbow. And then the Proch cutting down the lane for the layup. Nice little high-low game and a little give-and-go, and Mansfield gets the bucket. Oh, and the ball poked away from Seacrest in the backcourt, but picked up by Willard for Alton. He got it down to Holzapfel for three more. That one bounces off the rim. No good. Thart for the rebound. Couldn't follow it. And a long rebound comes out to Willard, who then fell down, and that'll be a travel on Caden Willard. Coach Robbins talking to the official says, I wanted a foul there for a push. There wasn't anybody around him. And here comes Mansfield, down by five, 3:31 to go in the first quarter. Number 11, Ussley, walks it up, got it over to Hedrick, wide open for a three, and it's good. Folks, I'm telling you, you can't let Jace Hedrick shoot wide open shots from anywhere. And his range is about anywhere inside half court. Alton with the basketball. Willard gets tied up by a double team, has the ball poked away. Tharp picks it up, got it down to Ruddy. He'll fire a three from the left corner. It's no good, and the rebound taken by Proch for Mansfield. Mansfield looking to bring it up the floor with 3 minutes to go, down by two here in the first quarter. Proch having a little trouble with a handle, now got it back. Going to the lane, that's an offensive foul. Yes, it is. Proch going hard to the bucket, and Ruddy stood there and took the charge. That's what you like to see out of your defense. And the foul on Proch will be his second of the game. And Coach Campbell's going to get him out of there. Number 10 will check in, Caden Young, who started in the game against Thayer a couple weeks ago. Alton with the basketball, bringing up out of the backcourt is Seacrest. Beats his man to the top of the key. Has a little trouble with a handle, and it's picked off by Mansfield. There they go. Hedrick on the drive. Misses the shot. Rebound Seacrest. That's good defense back there by Holzapfel. Bothered the shot. There goes Seacrest the other end. His shot is rejected out of bounds with 2:31 to go in the first quarter. Holzapfel at about, I'm thinking 5'6", challenging Campbell, who's about 6'4", and it didn't work out well for him. Collis will inbound the ball down on the baseline to the left side of the basket. Seacrest, the trigger man, looking in, brings it out front to Holzapfel. He'll feed it out to Willard. Willard works against the defense to the right side of the lane, dumps it down to Tharp, who will score the easy layup. Corbin Tharp, 8 points in the first quarter, and Alton leads it by four with 2:20 to go in the period. Just underway here in Kabul. Final quarterfinal game of the night. Alton Comets looking to pull an upset. Here's a three from the outside from Mansfield. No good. Campbell got the rebound. Couldn't get a shot back up. And gives it out to Young. Young going down the left side. Going up. And none's going to get fouled. That'll be on Corbin Tharp. It'll be a push. Tharp went for the ball fake. That was a nice play by Caden Young. Got Tharp in the air and got him on the arm. That's what they're going to call it. They're not calling another shot. Well, Mansfield will trigger it in along the baseline. And they got it in the lane. Shot is up, and this time they'll go to the line and shoot two. Jace Hedrick driving down the baseline, caught it, went up quick for the shot. Didn't hit it, but he's fouled on the play. Foul being on number one, Caden Willard for the Alton Comets. Third team foul on the Comets here in the first period. And Hedrick with the free throw. It's up and no good. Hedrick and the Mansfield Lions. Boy, you can't miss free throws in a tight game. 18-14. Alton leads by four. Make the lead three as he hits the second one. Hedrick's got six in the first quarter. He leads Mansfield. And again, the Lions come with a little bit of full court pressure. Now let's inbound the ball to Seacrest. The sophomore brings up across the timeline. Now draws a double team to it. Got rid of it to Willard. Excuse me, Willard. A little trouble with it. Oh, and he fell down. The ball picked up by Ussery. He will drive for the layup on the other end. Ussery now with 6 points in the first quarter. And it's a one-point game. Alton with the lead. Holzapfel with a basketball. Brings it down to Well, we got a whistle and a timeout call by the Alton Comets, and they had Corbin Fox wide open under the bucket. Anyway, Coach Robbins wants to talk about it. Minute 33 to go in the first quarter. Alton up 1-18-17. We'll be back to Kabul in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
I really like what the Alton Comets are doing offensively. They're forcing Mansfield to come out to the perimeter, and then they're dumping the ball inside to Corbin Fox. And the big man for the Alton Comets having a first quarter. He's got 8. We still got a minute 33 to go in the quarter. Alton with a 1-point lead, inbound the ball. And, oh, trying to get it down in the corner for Holzapfel. It's knocked away by the defense of Campbell. Alton will try to trigger it again. He had Caden Willard wide open in the backcourt, didn't see him. Jacob on the Comets trying to go with a lob pass cross court, and it's picked off by Hedrick. He'll drive for the left hand layup, and it's good. Shot it with the right hand, but it still counts if it goes in the hole. And here come the Alton Comets trailing for the first time tonight. It's 19-18. Mansfield has come back and taken the lead. Comets with the ball ready. Got it over to Seacrest. Oh, and he dropped it, and it goes out of bounds. And Alton quick to the bench. They're going to get number 30, Mason Simmons, into the game. Seacrest will check out. Mason Simmons for the Alton Comets, just a sophomore. I say this every time. Always, it really does my heart well when Mason steps on the court. He's one of our six-year kids. Mansfield with the ball. Nice play by Campbell to duck under the defense. Shoot. It's no good. Safe from out of bounds by Alton, but right to Hedrick. Hedrick will shoot and score. Hedrick got 10 in the first quarter, and Mansfield takes a 3-point lead. We're down under a minute to go down the first quarter. Alton got to Ruddy. Ruddy to Holzapfel. He'll fire for the tie. It's good. Second 3-pointer of the night for the sophomore, Jarrett Holzapfel. We're tied at 21. Down to 35 seconds to go in the period. Mansfield dumping it down to Campbell. He backs into the defense, tries to kick it back outside. The ball is stolen by Mason Simmons. Comets come a 2-on-2 to Holzapfel to the bucket. Count it and a foul. Jarrett Holzapfel hits the shot. Good thing he's left-handed. That one goes in, and he gets fouled by number 11, Ussery, Malachi Ussery. And Jarrett Holzapfel shooting for the old-fashioned three-point play and trying to give Alton a 3-point lead with 23 seconds to go in the first period. Shot is up. Oh, bounces off the rim. No good, and the rebound taken by Mansfield. Chance to tie here with a 2. Going all the way to the bucket. Mansfield, the shot, no. Rebound taken by Ruddy. Comets with 13. They've got it. Willard. As it goes away, gets it back. Oh, and throws it away, trying to get it to Holzapfel down the corner. Tried to lead him with a pass on the baseline and a little bit too much in front. 9 seconds to go. Alton, a little bit of full court pressure here, trying to stop Mansfield. And Mansfield going in the middle, got the Campbell. Ruddy just missed it. He was there to make the play, but he missed it. Campbell hits his second bucket. There's a strong 3 at the buzzer, and no good. That's the end of one quarter play. Our score, 23-23. Alton and Mansfield hooked up in a deep. We'll be back to the Kabul School Tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Well, the Alton Comets have three players with at least 7 points in the first quarter, led by Holzapfel and Corbin Tharp, who have 8 apiece, and 7 for Caden Willard. That equals 18. Well, actually, ends up to 23. Mansfield with the ball to start the second quarter, and the game tied at 23 here in the quarterfinals of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Mansfield works it down inside to Campbell, gives it up to a cutter in the lane, shot no good, and the rebound is forward and controlled by Holzapfel. Holzapfel, long pass up the floor, got it down to Mason Simmons, made a nice catch. Oh, trying to bounce it into the cutter in the lane. Ball is stolen by Ussery. Ussery gives it to Campbell in the lane. He's going to get fouled. That's going to be on Caden Willard. That's going to be number 2 in the game on Willard. Second foul on Willard tonight, and he'll stay out there at this point. 7:17 to go. Mansfield with the ball. Neither team has scored yet here in the quarter. Here's Campbell off the inbound. Powers it up and in inside. Kellen Campbell with 7. And Mansfield back up by 2. Alton with it out front. Willard will shake and bake. Goes to the top of the key. Kicks over to Holzapfel. Now to Simmons. Simmons dribbles it one time. Bounces it back to Holzapfel. Now to Willard. He'll fire a 3. Ball off the back rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Hedrick for Mansfield. And here come the Lions' chance to add to their 2-point lead. 2 points is their biggest lead. So, well, they had a 4-point lead for a while. Hedrick with an little shake and make in the lane. Spins right, shoots a floater, no good. Holzapfel down, rebounds with the Alton Comet. He gets it out to Willard, who takes up the court. Alton will get into the half-court game here. They're swinging right side to Holzapfel. He'll fire a 3. That one's off the rim and bounces up over the backboard and out of bounds. It'll be Mansfield ball. Boy, that one looked good when it left his hand. Hit the back of the rim, bounced straight up. Mansfield will trigger it in here. We got I don't know what the holdup is. Alton playing a little full-court man-to-man. Mansfield inbounds the ball, got it to Young, pounded by Holzapfel. Brings it to the top of the key, swings it right side for Hedrick. Hedrick over to Ussery. He lost it. It was poked away, but picked up by Campbell in the lane for Mansfield. Gives it to Ussery, and he scores. Ussery and Campbell combined for 15 tonight for Mansfield already. Alton with the ball, left side to Ruddy. Ruddy on the left wing, surveys inside, got it in there to Holzapfel, puts up a quick shot, no good. Rebound, Coffin for Alton, and he follows it up and in. Grant Coffin checked in during the quarter break, getting the big man Corbin Tharp a little bit of rest, and Coffin with a good offensive rebound and a putback. Mansfield breaks the press, got the ball down to Campbell, 15-footer off the baseline, no good. Rebound, Jaron Holzapfel. That's like 4 rebounds in a row for Jaron on the defensive end, and now Ruddy going up the floor is going to get fouled on the play. And it was on number 22 on number 11. That's right. That's 3. That is his second. Corbin Tharp checking back in the game for Alton. Comets down by 2. Inbound ball with 5:52 to go in the first half. Willard brings in the front court, draws a double team, bounces it out of Tharp. Tharp spinning down the lane, kicks it down to Coffin. Coffin driving back into the paint. Ooh, shot a dangerous pass through to Ruddy. 3 out of the corner is up and no good. A rebound taken by Hedrick. Hedrick, oh, they got a snowbird down the floor. Shot is up and good for Caden Young. That was a good look there by Ussery to get Young the ball up the court. Wide open for the lay-in. 4-point Mansfield lead. Willard for Alton. Trying to move off the screen. Now tries to throw it to Ruddy. The ball was knocked out of bounds by the defense of Jace Hedrick. Alton will inbound it on the side. And will bring it to Willard. Caden, 7 points early. Hadn't scored in a while. Ball goes left side to Ruddy. Ruddy to Tharp, going down the left side of the lane. Lost the handle. Gets it back. Shoots and scores. Tharp now with 10 points in the game for Alton. And it's back to a 2-point ball game. Mansfield with the ball and the lead. 29-27. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Mansfield's Hedrick looking for a screen. Now goes down the left side of the lane, and he shoots the layup. Nobody came to help, and Hedrick now with 12 in the first half for Mansfield. Alton with the ball, trying to force it inside to Tharp. Ball deflected by Campbell, picked up by the Lions. They got it down to Young. His shot off the left side, no good. Rebound controlled by Crony. Crony follows it up in and off the window. Fisher Crony, his first 2 points tonight, and now three, six different Mansfield Lions have scored in this game. And the Lions, with their biggest lead of the night, 33-27. All with the ball. They got it to Tharp, cutting down the right side lane. Fakes, gets his man off his feet. Then goes up with a shot and it's blocked. Loose ball picked up by Crony. Drives the length of the floor. Couldn't score. Can't score again. And finally, Tharp clears the board for Alton. There goes Willard with Ozapple on the right side. Willard's going all the way. And the bucket shot is blocked. And Campbell's going to be called for a foul. Willard will go to the line and shoot two for the Alton County. Probably here there. The Mansfield fans didn't like the call, but. And it'll be the first foul of the night on Kellen Campbell. And the first foul, second foul against Mansfield here in the second quarter. 3:57 to go, midway through this second quarter. Willard hits the free throw. Gives him 8 points now in the game. First time he's scored in a while. Pulls Alton back to within five, trying to make it a 4-point game with this bucket. It is up, and it's good. Got the roll. Bounced off the back of the rim to the front, back up off the backboard, and then fell back in. And here comes Mansfield with the ball. Hedrick looking for some room. Penetration in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound to Caden Willard. Willard going on a break again up the right side. Explodes toward the bucket. Gives it to Holzapfel, who hits the 8-footer from the left side. Holzapfel now with 10 in the first half. Well, the sophomore has been good. That was a beautiful feed from Willard. And it's back to a 2-point game, 33-31. Alton hanging on. Mansfield goes inside. Young's got it, has it poked away. Ball loose on the floor, is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Mansfield ball. Holzapfel trying to save it down on the end line. Nobody there for Alton. Ball goes out of bounds on the side. Number 10, Young, will inbound it. Got it over to Campbell. Campbell making a move down the middle lane, pulls it up. High arching shot, no, but a foul going to be whistled on the Alton count. I think they'll get Grant. No, we got number two, Jacob Ruddy, for the foul. That'll be his second of the night. For two on Ruddy, two on Willard. That's not good news for Alton Comets. Also not good news that Kellen Campbell's going to the free throw line. He has scored 7 points here in the first half. And the first free throw here is up and good. The junior, good player. Runs the lead to three at 34-31. Mansfield trying to make it a 4-point game. Ruddy now will check out for Alton. And Whalen, number 22, checks in. Second shot is up and no good. Whalen, had his hands on the rebound. Saves it from going out of bounds. And Corbin Tharp goes up high to retrieve it for Alton. Got it over to Coffin. Coffin brings it across the timeline. Wing the legs with the dribble. Ball pokes away. Gets it back. And we're going to get a timeout call by Coach Robin. Alton struggling a little bit there, and they call timeout for the turnover. 2:58 to go in the first half. 34-31, Mansfield by three. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Alton Comet basketball tonight brought to you in part by your Comet boosters, including Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer, Mr. Dent Collision Repair in West Plains, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer. Just some of your Comet boosters. 2:58 to go in the first half. Alton right there trailing 34-31. Comets will inbound the ball. Seacrest is back in as he goes in for Coffin. Comets inbound the ball to Willard. Alton getting in the half-court set. They go to Seacrest. Seacrest lobs it over everybody's head and out of bounds on the far side. Coach Robbins stands there and says, why? Tried to get the ball over to Whalen, number 22, and there was no getting it to Peyton. Ball sailed over his head. Into the bleachers on the far side. So Alton with a turnover. Mansfield with the ball and a 3-point lead. They go inside for number 22. That is Crony, and Crony scores again. So the offensive strategy has changed for Mansfield. Here's Alton with a quick pass up the floor. They got it to Hozapple. And he's fouled by number 23, who just checked in, Owen Rhodes, a senior. Foul on Rhodes will be his first and the second team or third team foul against Mansfield in the quarter. All looking inbound the ball. Seacrest gets it into Willard in the backcourt. Alton needing a bucket here to stay close. Willard moves it to the right side to Seacrest. Seacrest bounces inside to Corbin Tharp, fakes left, turns right, and he traveled with the basketball. Oh, they're going to call a foul. I thought they were going to get a travel, but instead they call a foul against Mansfield. And who was it? Number 23, they say. Well, that's who the last one was. Number 22, okay, Crony. Crony called for the foul, and it'll be Corbin Tharp going to the free throw line to shoot two for Alton. Fouled in the act of shooting. Looking for the first one, it's up, and bounces high off the back of the rim. No good. Alton down by five with 2:20 to go here in the first half. Corbin Tharp trying to make it a four-point game with this one. Looking for his 11th point in the first half. And second free throw is up and good as he got the bounce. And again, a little bit of full-court pressure by the Comets. Mansfield will inbound it to Hedrick. Hedrick seems like he's been on the bench or something. He hasn't done much at all in this game in the last 5 minutes or so. He's going to shoot a three here out of the corner, and it's good. I'm sorry, Comet fans. I shouldn't have said anything. 15 now on the light for Jace Hedrick and the Mansfield Lions, and biggest lead of the game for the Lions at 7, 39-32 with a minute 57 to go in the first half. Alton with it. Holzapfel goes in the lane to Seacrest. He turns around, looks at the bigs, and says, nope, give it back out to Holzapfel. He'll fire a long three. It's up. No good. Rebound Bobby up and around. Whalen got it for Alton. Out to Seacrest for three. That's off the rim. Thart battling in there for the rebound. On finally, it's on the floor, and Whalen gets it again. Has it poked away, and the ball picked up by Mansfield. They go on the break. And a shot good and a foul. Number 23, Owen Rhodes. Rhodes will hit the layup and will go to the free throw line to complete the three-point play. Foul is on Seacrest. Will be his first of the night. And number 23, Owen Rhodes, a senior, going to the free throw line, looking for the three-point play. And this one is up, and it is good. And with that free throw, it is a 10-point Mansfield lead now, 42-32, with a minute 30 to go in the first half. And the Comets just have not been taking care of the basketball. Inbound to Willard. Mansfield has pulled off the full court pressure. Willard brings it into the front court, right through the big bulldog head in the middle of the court here at Cabool High School. Now let's bounce the ball over to Tharp, way out away from the bucket. Gives it over to Holzapfel on the wing. Now to Seacrest. Seacrest looking to penetrate. Goes into the lane, has the ball poked away. Picked up by Alton. Down to Willard in the corner for three, and it's good. Boy, that helped. Willard now with 12 in the first half, his second made three-pointer of the game. And Alton back to within seven, just like that. 42-35. Mansfield with the ball. Outside is Young. Surveys the situation. Goes down elite. Deep to Campbell. Campbell to Crony. He shoots and scores, and a foul going to be called. I think they're going to get Corbin Tharp on that one. Basket is good for Young, and a foul on big number 24, Corbin Tharp. That'll be his second of the game. So Willard, Ruddy, and Tharp all with two fouls here in the first half. And Young hits a shot, misses the free throw. Young with 4 points now in the game, by the way. Or excuse me, number 22, that was Crony. Crony with six. Oh, and here's a steal by Mansfield. They'll go the other way. Shot is up. Count it. Number 10, Caden Young hit the layup. He's got 4 points. Surprised they didn't give him a whistle there after the play because he kind of flexed right at the defense after he made the bucket. A lot of officials will not tolerate that kind of activity. Alton with the basketball. We're down to 18 seconds to play in the half. They're obviously going for the final shot here. Willard with it way out front. Down to 13, working against Hedrick. Now Comets get into the half-court set. Willard has it taken away by Young. Young gives it over to Hedrick, who scores the layup. 17 in the first half for Hedrick. Long shot by Willard at the buzzer, not even close. And that's the end of our first half of play. Mansfield finishes on a big run. They lead it 48-35. Mansfield scores 25 points in the quarter. Alton scored 12. 48-35. Our score. Mansfield leads it at the half here at Cabool. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Alton Comet halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Welcome back into Kabul High School. Here, the annual Kabul Holiday Tournament. This is a quarterfinal round action. Winners move on to the semifinals on Monday, and the losers up into the consolation semifinals. And at the half, it is a lead for the Mansfield Lions, 48-35. Mansfield outscoring Alton 25-15 in that second quarter after the score was tied at 23 at the end of the first quarter. So Alton, and I think the Mansfield, the size difference of the Lions and just the speed at which they want to play kind of wore down the Comets toward the end of that first half. But they're in the locker room now. They'll get them some Gatorade and get a little bite of something to eat, come out refreshed and ready to go in the third quarter. And Comets just got to start shooting the ball again like they did early. I mean, early they were red hot. Hoseapple hit three threes early in the game. Caden Willard had seven in the first quarter. And the big man, Corbin Tharp, they were working him in the middle. Corbin scored 11 in the first half of this game, but he had 8 in the first quarter. Mansfield did a nice job shutting him down in the second. Again, Alton down by a score of 48-35 as we are at the half here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Winner of this game will go on to play the Liberty Eagles, who were 3-point winners over Gainesville earlier, 57-54. The other semifinal matchup on Monday will be top-seeded Bunker against Norwood. Norwood coming in as the number 4 seed, and they struggled early, but Norwood coach is very disciplined kind of coach, and I was going to talk about that in the next game as well, but Norwood stayed with the game plan, and they win over Salem 75-51, and then Gainesville almost upset the number 2 seeded Liberty Eagles. 57-54 was the final in Gainesville. I was talking about Coach Morris Jenkins over at Gainesville. You know, you play with him, you play within the structure of the offense, and they almost pulled the upset of the tournament so far. So it'll be Licking and Salem in the consolation semifinal, Gainesville in the loser of our game, Bunker and Norwood in one semifinal, Liberty and the winner of this game. All those games on Monday. Championship round of this tournament is on Tuesday here at the Kabul High School gym. And again, 48-35, Mansfield with a lead over the Alton Comets at the break. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them vendors bending, let paint masters do the mending. Paintmaster's Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paintmaster's Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paintmaster's Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintmastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their three kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're back, about 3 minutes left in the halftime or the intermission here at the quarterfinals of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. It's half and our score, 48-35, Mansfield with a 13-point lead over the Alton Comets. Let's take a look at the scoring for the Alton Comets. Caden Willard with 12 to lead the way in the first half. 10 for Darren Hoseapple and the 11 for Corbin Tharp. 2 for Grant Coffin on an offensive rebound and a putback. For the Mansfield Lions, they're led by Jace Hedrick, who has 17 and a very quiet 17 at that. 4 points for Caden Young. 2 for Haven Proats. 6 for Fisher Crony. 8 for Kellen Campbell, and 8 for Malachi Usery, also a 3 off the bench for Owen Rhodes for Coach Campbell and the Mansfield Lions. And the big thing that you're missing there is an Alton Comets fans, Jacob Ruddy has not scored in the game. Mansfield came out with a game plan. Ruddy had 22 last night. Mansfield was here to see that game. And they said, this kid is not going to beat us tonight. Well, they've done a nice job of just keeping him. It's not like he's missing shots. They're just not letting him get in. Yeah, that's been the difference in this game so far. All right, both teams made their way back out on the court. Let's take another break. Back with our second half in 90 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back and ready to resume action here. Second half getting underway. Alton Thomas need to score, and they need to score a bunch here in the third quarter. They're down 13 going into the third. Thomas inbound the ball to Caden Willard. Willard brings it up out of the backcourt, working against Hedrick. Leads it over to Holzapfel. Now on top to Ruddy. Back to Holzapfel. Looking at Corbin Tharp, got the ball down on the baseline. Tharp, wraparound pass, tried to get it to Seacrest, and it sails through everybody and out of bounds. Thomas turned it over on the first possession of the third quarter. Down by 13, you really can't afford to do that. Mansfield will trigger it in. Thomas, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Inbound play was to Ussery. He'll give it to Hedrick. Hedrick to Ussery on the right side of the wing. Going to Crony. Crony working against Tharp. Taking him to the bucket. Pulls up with a left-hand jumper, and it's good. Fisher Crony now with 8 points on the night. And Alton down by 15. Biggest lead of the game for Manship. Alton with the ball. Willard gets cut off and he tries to go in the lane. Got the ball to Ruddy. Ruddy turns around, shoots, and can't score. Campbell down with a rebound for Mansfield. Here come the Lions again. Campbell all the way to the elbow. Kicks it over to Crony. Driving the baseline. Back outside it goes. Three-point ball is up. No good. Campbell down the rebound. Back to Proach. Proach driving down the baseline. Hangs in the air for a shot. No good. Willard with a rebound. As it poked away, it's picked up by Seacrest. Seacrest back over to Willard. Willard up the right side. Now will stop and fire from way downtown, and it's good. Caden Willard with his third made three-pointer of the night. He's now got 15 points for the game. Alton back to within 12 with that bucket. Here's a drive down the lane. All the way to the bucket goes number 11, Malachi Ussery, and he's been double-figured with 10. And there's a pass in the middle of Holzapfel. Has it stolen, now picked up by Willard, and on the rebound, we get a foul. Ball goes, well, no foul calls. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Corbin Tharp. A lot of contact down there on that rebound try, and Tharp is still down. Comet coach is going out to take a look, and Mansfield comes over to get a word from their coaches. And Corbin Tharp went up high for that rebound. There was a lot of contact in there, like I said. And he's down and kind of looking at his left leg. We'll see what happens here. 6:21 to go in the third quarter. Mansfield is up 14, 52-38. Tharp hadn't even attempted to get up yet. Coach Robbins down there checking on him. Checking on the left leg. Now they're going to help him get up. We'll say thank you to some more of your Alton Comet boosters tonight, including Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman of Thayer and West Plains, and Corbin. He can't hardly put any weight on that left leg as they help him off the court. He'll go to the bench, and Grant Coffin will check in for the Alton Comet. So Tharp, who scored 11 points in the first half and really kept Alton in this game early. Out and injured. We'll hope that that's nothing serious and he can get back out there before this game is over. A little bit of backcourt pressure now by the Comets. Ussery, oh, there's a foul going to be called on Mansfield. Yeah, it's going to be a push-off on number 14, Haven Proach. And Proach picks up his third foul of the night. Third foul on Proach. That is team foul number one on Mansfield here. And Proach will check out of the game. Number 10, Caden Young is back in there. Mansfield loses a little size with that exchange. Alton inbound the ball here down under the bucket. Got to Willard in the corner. Willard out front to Holzapfel. Back to Willard. And those two shoot the Comets back in this thing. They're down by 14. Willard with it on the right side. Back to Holzapfel. Holzapfel spins out around the three-point line. Nobody open. Now got it to Ruddy in the corner for three. That one's off the front rim. Ruddy gets his own rebound. Challenges the bigs inside and scores. First bucket in life for Jacob Ruddy, and the Comets back to within 12. They were down 15 just a moment ago. Mansfield with the ball. They got it in the corner for Hedrick for three, and it's good. Jace Hedrick now with 20 in the game. 20 of the 20, or 55 for Mansfield. Mansfield comes out guarding the Comets at midcourt. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. This is going to be on number 11. That is Malachi Ussery. Picks up his third in the game. See if Coach leaves him out there. No, he's going to leave him out there. Thomas inbound the ball. Down by 15 now. Ball goes to the free throw line to Ruddy. Spins and gets pushed. That's going to be on Malachi Ussery, and that's going to be number four on Ussery. Well, Coach Campbell having to go deeper in on his bench than he likes to. Owen Rhodes will check in, a senior. Mansfield picks up a little size with Rhodes checking into the game. Alton inbounds into the backcourt. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Alton got the ball to Seacrest on the left wing. Doubles down to the baseline. Looking to get rid of it. High pass to Ruddy. Over to Hoseapple. Quick trigger on a three. That one's short. And rebound. Seacrest puts it back up and in. Seacrest will go to the line, shoot for the three-point play. That was on number 10, Caden Young. That'll be his first. And for Seacrest, his first bucket of the game. For a couple of Comets that have not scored in the game, all have scored here in the third quarter. Trying to keep the Comets close enough, but in striking distance, you might say. Free throw is good for Kendrick Seacrest. And Alton back within 12 again, 55-53. Three-point trip down before that. Hedrick with it for Mansfield, going down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot. This kid just a score, 22. And here's a steal on the inbound, but the old Comets got it back. Coffin. Driving up the floor, bounces it to Hoseapple. Hoseapple to the elbow. His shot is blocked. Ball picked up by Willard. Willard going hard to the glass. Couldn't score. And we get a foul on the rebound. I believe this will be on the Alton. Oh, it's going to be on Mansfield. Foul is on number, was it 23? I think it was Rhodes. Picks up his second off the bench. So Mansfield getting a little foul trouble. And going to the free throw line, it'll be Grant Coffin for the Alton Comet off the bench playing for Harp, who was on the sideline after that injury. And the first free throw for Coffin is good. The junior got 3 points off the bench tonight for Coach Christian Robbins. And back to a 13-point deficit for the Alton Comet and make it 12 again as Coffin hits two free throws. Again, a little bit of backcourt pressure by the Comet. Doesn't bother Mansfield. Young brings up across the timeline. He's over to Rhodes. Rhodes in the corner. Now inside to Caden Campbell. Spins against the defense. Shoots. No good, but a foul going to be whistled inside. See who they're going to get. They're going to get number two on the foul. That is Jacob Ruddy. That'll be number three. And Campbell doing what Campbell does. He made that catch, a clean catch in the lane, then leans in the defense and spins and shoots. You'll get that call most of the time. Campbell going to line to shoot two, looking for his ninth point of the game, and it's good. And back to a 13-point lead again for Mansfield. Alton just hanging around. Down to 4:39 to go in the third. Now the free throw is up for Campbell. It's good. So Campbell, third player in double figures already for Mansfield. He's got 10. Alton coming the other way here. Willard with the ball going hard to the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot. A lot of contact in there. No call. Mansfield, quick down the floor, shot is up no for Young. Gets his own rebound, now gives it over. Shot is up and in for Coney. Coney becomes the fourth Lion in double figures. They've got 61 in the game. Alton down by 16. Biggest lead of the game now for Mansfield. Alton with it in half-court game. They go to Seacrest on the right side, bouncing in the lane to Ruddy. Ruddy back outside and around to Willard for three. It's off the back iron and goes up and hits the basket support. It'll be Mansfield ball with a 16-point lead, 61-45, 4 minutes to go in the ball game. I can tell you this, these Alton Comets will not quit in this game. Seacrest playing defense against Young in the backcourt. Young makes a nice play to get away. Feeds the ball over to Hedrick for three. In and out, no good, and a foul on the rebound. Going to be called on Mansfield. Foul on the Lions is on number 22. That is Crony, his second out of the night. And that is team foul number 5 already on Mansfield. So all to their credit will be at the free throw line here on every foul in the final 3:48 of the third period. Grant Coffin, young man who was fouled. Grant scored 4 points tonight. And the free throw is up and good. Now 3 for 3 from the charity strike. Is Grant Coffin, junior for all. Shot is up. Second one is, oh, no good. He missed it. I guess I jinxed it. And Mansfield gets the rebound. Hedrick up the left side, working against Willard, taking him all the way to the bucket. Willard with a block on the shot, but he's going to be called for a foul. And Jace Hedrick will go to the free throw line for Mansfield. Foul on Caden Willard will be his third of the game. This kid never quit. Caden Willer, he's an outstanding shooter, a good defender, and he just goes 400 miles an hour for the entire 32 minutes of the game. And the first free throw for Hedrick is up. That's a rare miss. Hedrick has scored 22 already in the game, still 3:39 to go in the third. Second free throw is up and good. 23 now for Hedrick. He can score a bunch. By the way, speaking of scores, at the end of three quarters, the Thayer Lady Bobcats were within 8 points of Kickapoo. Got to get an update on that in just a bit. There's a nice move by Willard. He goes to the European step and scores on the other end for all. Caden now with 17, and that cuts the lead back to 62-48. Alton down 14. Mansfield with the ball. Young has got it, bounces it down to Campbell. Back to Young, cutting down the lane. He shoots the floater and scores. Six for Caden Young. And here comes Alton with it again. Willard looking to make a little one-on-one move. Now pulls up the dribble, feeds it over to Seacrest on the right side. Seacrest going to the hole, trying to throw it up, and he's going to get fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. He's going to call this on Fisher Crony, number three. Number 22, that will be his third foul of the game. And Kendrick Seacrest going to the free throw line for the Alton Comets. Kendrick has scored 3 points, all of them, in this quarter. First free throw is up and good for Kendrick. 4 points now in the game, and the Comets cut the lead back to 15 at 64-49. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Now the free throw is up and good for Seacrest. 5 points on the line for the sophomore. He will check out the game. Number 35, check it in. Eli Simmons for the Alton Comets. Coach Robin. It's Eli Simmons in the game. A little more size for the Comets with Simmons in there. And Young brings Willard across the timeline on the dribble. Now it over to Campbell. Campbell out around the three-point line. Swings it cross-court to Young. Fakes the three. Moves into the lane. A little fadeaway jumper is up off the rim. No good. Rebound. Holds Apple for all. Comets chance to make it a 13-point game with a bucket. Actually, make it a 12-point game with a bucket. Here's a bad pass. Ball is stolen by Mansfield. Young drive into the bucket. Ball goes out of bounds, and it was taken away from him. That was Caden Willard getting back defensively for all. I told you, this kid's motors never stop. And it'll be an inbound play for Mansfield. Making a substitution, 23 Rhodes is back in as Crony checked out. Mansfield inbounds it to Campbell. Campbell out on the three-point line, takes it into the lane, challenges the defense, misses the shot, but he's fouled. That's going to be number four on Jacob Ruddy. Ruddy picks up his fourth foul with 2:20 to go. In the third quarter, Coach Robbins looks out and says, what are we going to do now? Ruddy, he'll have to stay in there, one of the best players on his team. And when you're down by 14 with 2:20 to go in the third, you just got to leave that guy out there as long as you can. Free throw is up for Campbell. It's good. Kellen Campbell now with the 11, five of them from the free throw line. Only three field goals on the line. And another free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound, Mansfield, the bucket. Oh, they're going to wave off the bucket. But number 23, Owen Rhodes, goes up and gets the offensive rebound. And he's fouled by number 35. That is Eli Simmons. That'll be his first of the night. And now number 23, Owen Rhodes, will check in or shoot free throws. He scored 3 points in the game and hits the free throw. First point of the second half. He's got four for the game. And now, boys, good news. Corbin Tharp back in the ballgame for the Alton Comets. So Corbin back in there after getting injured earlier in this period. Second free throw is up and is good for Rhodes. Excuse me. And the lead is back to 17 for Mansfield. 67-50 with 2:15 to go in the third. Alton with it out front. Willard trying to make a move. Has the ball poked away from behind. It's a snowbird for Mansfield on the steal. 8 points now for Caden Young off the bench for Coach Campbell's Mansfield Lions. Hozapple with it for Alton. Gives over to Willard. Sets a three on the way, and it's good. Caden Willard now with a three. He's got 20 in the game, and the Alton Comets call a quick timeout. 69-53, Alton down 16 with a minute 54 to go in the third period. We'll be back to Kabul in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Service.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We're down to a minute 54 to play in the third period. 69-53, Mansfield with a lead and the ball. Coming out of the timeout, Comets just scored another three by Willard. Willard now with 20 on the night. Leads the Comets. 20 of their 53. Mansfield will inbound. Comets will pull off the full court pressure. Campbell brings in the front court. Now Willard jumps up. He gives it up to Young. And now over to Hedrick. Hedrick leads the way with 23 for Mansfield. Hedrick to Rhodes to Young. Mansfield lobbing it inside. Campbell makes the catch and puts it in off the window. They wanted to go for the dunk, but there was enough defense there to make him just catch it and throw it off the window. Here's Willard on the other end with a three for Alton. No good. Long rebound comes out to Hozapple. Hozapple spins, tried to get it to Tharp in the lane. The ball is stolen. There goes Young for the uncontested layup, and it's good. Caden Young now with 10 points in the ballgame, 6 here in the third quarter. It's a 20-point Mansfield lead, 73-53, with 1 minute to play in the third. And now Young takes it away from Willard, takes it to the rack, misses the shot, rebound, Corbin Tharp for all. Now McCallis on the break the other way, Willard up the right side, challenges Campbell in the lane, throws up a one-hander, too hard. No good, rebound taken by Rhodes for Mansfield. Got it out to Young. Thought about taking a three, goes to Campbell in the lane. He dunks it home. Exclamation point. With 38 seconds to go in the third, Campbell with the dunk. And the Alton Comets haven't scored in a while, and Mansfield continues to score. Here's a throw inside for Corbin Tharp. He couldn't hang on, and the Mansfield Lions have got another steal, another turnover. Alton, pass to pass. Campbell got it back, goes into the lane, shoots, Kennett, and a foul. That'll be on number 13. That is Grant Coffin called for the foul. Campbell get credit for the bucket. He's now got 17 in the game. Excuse me. And we'll go to the line trying to complete the three-point play. And it is good. Campbell is 17, now 18. And the lead is now 25, 78-53. This Mansfield bunch, they can score a bunch, and they can score them in a hurry. They're ranked number 6 on the state of Missouri in Class 2 basketball, and I've seen them play 3 games now, and I can tell you why. They are just really good all over the floor. Here's a nice move by Corbin Tharp. Faking, ducked under the defense and scores. Here's a shot from half court for Mansfield. No good. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score is 78-55. Mansfield leads the Alton Comets by 23. We'll take a timeout. Back with our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
and old coach Norm Hollis, former coach of the Alton Comets. And here come the Mansfield Lions. They lead it now by 23. They got the ball in the lane to Campbell. Campbell kicks it back out on top to Hedrick. Hedrick working on a 23-point night. Gives it up. Number 33 is checked in. That is Brady Stewart. He gives it to Young. Young on the left side. Around to Campbell on top of the key. Campbell trying to dump it inside. Got it in there. The Hedrick goes up with a shot. It's blocked. But a foul going to be whistled on the Alton Comets. I think they're going to get a hold tackle on that one. Number 15 was behind Hedrick and reached over the top. They called on number 11. That is Secret. Second foul on Kendrick tonight. And Hedrick will go to free throw line working on a 25-point night. First free throw is up, giving 24. He had 29 in the game last night for Mansfield in their win over Kabul. Second free throw is up, and it's good. A 25 for Hedrick. Young man's a good player, making a bid for the all-tournament team, maybe the MVP of the tournament. Alton with the ball. Excuse me, got it down the corner to Holzapfel. He misses a three. Mansfield with the steal, or with the rebound, got it down the other end. And number 33, Brady Stewart will score. That is the eighth Mansfield Lion to score in this game. Here's a step-back three for Willard Peralta. No good. Tarp got the rebound, spins, and they're going to call it for a travel. Tarp traveled with the basketball on the spin move, and it'll be Mansfield ball up 82-55. Mansfield, by the way, scored 30 points in that third quarter. Alton scored 20 in high school basketball, 20-point quarter ought to get you a win. But Mansfield scored 30. I'm telling you, I told you in the pregame. They're really good, and they got a lot of ways to hurt you. You want to play a perimeter game, they'll hurt you out there. You want to go inside. Here's Campbell taking it down the lane. Shoot. Kellen a foul. Kellen Campbell with 20 on the night. Second Mansfield Lion with at least 20 in the game. And now substitution number four who checked in, Horton, comes out. Proach, number 14, is checked back in. One of the starters who's been in foul trouble all night long. Campbell at the line, looking for another one. It's up and good. Campbell now with 21 in the game. Alton with it. Seacrest to the free throw line. Got it out to Ruddy. Long three ball is good. Second bucket of the night for Jacob Ruddy at the three. And that makes it 83-58 Mansfield. They get in the corner. Campbell try one from there, and it's good. Kellen Campbell now with 24. Mansfield with 86 on the board already. We've still got 6 minutes to go in this game. Alton with the ball. Seacrest going in the lane, puts up a shot. It's blocked, but a foul going to be whistled. I think they're going to get Campbell on this one, number 24. Yeah, they do. Campbell knew it. Second foul on the junior from Mansfield. Now, this Mansfield bunch, they're relatively young. Proats, the only senior that starts. Well, Ussery started tonight. Only two seniors in their starting lineup. The rest are all juniors. Look out for the Mansfield Lions for a couple of years. First free throw for Seacrest is up and good. Kendrick now with 6 points in the ballgame. Now the free throw is up, and that one is good. So Seacrest now with 7 points in the game, five of them from the charity side. All low backcourt pressure, down by 26, and a steal from the Comets. Ruddy got it. Leads the ball up the court to Holzapfel. The lefty fakes the three, now shoots it. It rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound off the hands of Mansfield and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. And number 25 checking in the game for the Alton Comet. And that is Caden Holman. Holman seeing his first action of the game. And all looking inbound the ball. Holman, the trigger man, lobs it up for Colbert Tharp. Got over to Ruddy. Ruddy misses a short jumper and a rebound control by number 22. That is Fisher Cronin. And a long lead pass. Got it down to Hedrick, and Hedrick scores the layup. 27 on the line for Hedrick. Alton back the other way. Here's Ruddy going to fire one just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound to Proach. 5.5 left in the game. Mansfield with it. Got it to number 22, Crony. He drives the baseline and bangs it in off the window. 12 points for Fisher Crony, another junior. Good Willard, a three on the other end for Alton. No good. Rebound, Holman. Got out to Holzapple, 17-footer, wouldn't drop. And a rebound to Hedrick for the Lions. They feed it up to Young. Young. Now they went for the alley-oop, and it was offline, and the ball hit the backboard, controlled by Ruddy for Alton. Ruddy going the other way, into the lane. Looking for an open teammate. Got it to Holman down the baseline. His shot is no good, and the rebound controlled by Campbell for Mansfield. This out there playing street ball now, and here's an attempted dunk, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. That's going to be on number 22, Crony. Crony went up with one hand, and it's going to be called for the foul. He pushed off with the other, trying to get to the rim to dunk that ball. Missed the dunk, called for the foul. That's number 4 on Fisher Crony to go along with his 12 points in the game. And Campbell checks out for Mansfield, who checked in for them. 4:23 to go. 31-point lead for Mansfield. We're under the double clock. Mason Simmons checks in for the Alton Comets. Passes to the left side. Ball is stolen by Proch. Proch will drive for the layup. Might have walked. I thought he took an extra step on that layup. Anyway, he gets the bucket. He's got 4. I guess 3 steps is okay when it's a 31-point game. Here's Mason Simmons driving down the middle lane for Alton. Can't hit the shot. Rebound. Corbin Tharp goes back up in the end. Only the second bucket of the second half after a big first half. Tharp now with 15 in the game for Alton. Mansfield brings it the other way. 3:45 to go. They get it to Rhodes. Rhodes down the corner. Now to Young cutting down the lane. Back outside to Ushery for 3. That one's no good. Rebound to number 22, Crony. Short and a foul. Crony now with 14 will go to the line for his 15th point. He only had 6 in the first half. And more substitutions for Alton. Connor Clay will check into the ballgame. So is number 22, Peyton Whalen. Corbin Tharp is going to come out. 34 is checked in for Alton. That is Eli Trantham. Good to see he's okay. He got hurt ballgame the other night. Back out there now. Here's the free throw for Crony. Got a quick buzzer to get him out of there. Number 33 checks in. Brady Stewart for Mansfield. So both teams have emptied the benches here tonight. We're playing under the turbo clock with 2:48 to go in the game. 96-62. Will Mansfield hang 100 on the scoreboard tonight? It will be their second time this year. The pass to the right side, deflected by the defense, goes out of bounds. Alton will trigger it in on the far side. Mason Simmons will be the trigger man. Oh, try to get into Peyton Whalen. The ball is stolen. Ushery will drive for the layup. Ushery now with 12, and Mansfield with 98 on the board. Alton got it over to Mason Simmons. Mason to the top of the key. Now to the left side. Stolen by Proch. Proch will drive. Lays it up. Alton tried to go with a bouncer off the backboard and dunk it. Didn't go, and a rebound taken by the Alton Comet. Mansfield wanted to put that 100 on the board, and they wanted to do it with an exclamation point, and it didn't work. Little playground ball, and here's Alton. Almost lost it in the backcourt, and the ball is stolen by Mansfield. We get a quick, oh, we got a travel called on Mansfield as Rhodes went down to try to get that ball. He caught it and slid about 3 feet. That's a travel. So Alton will trigger it in with a minute 35 to go in the game. So it's safe to put it in the book. Mansfield will advance to the semifinals where they'll play the Liberty Eagles on Monday night here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Alton working around the ball on the perimeter. Got it down. Number 25 with a shot. It's good for 3. Holman hits a 3 out of the corner. Alton back within a 98-65 deficit. 1 minute to play. Proch crosses the timeline. Looks like Mansfield may be content. Oh, and now Proch almost had a stolen ball picked up by Mansfield. They got to Ushery. Ushery bounces it down inside, back outside. 3 ball is on the way. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Mason Simmons for the Alton Comets. Long pass down the court. Got to Whalen. Whalen makes the catch. Fakes defense cleared. Misses the shot. Rebound control by Stewart. Mansfield fans want that 100 points. 40 seconds to go in the game. Will they get to 100? Will Coach Campbell say no? don't. Down to 35. Looks like they're just going to run the clock out, holding it out front. Proch and Horton playing catch out there. Now Proch has got it. Proch on the dribble. Gives it up now to Rhodes. Down to 15 seconds to play. Rhodes will give it back to Proch. Proch is just going to hold it there. Now spins away at the defense down to 7 seconds. And back over to Rhodes. 4 seconds. Rhodes can run out the clock. Doesn't have to dribble, but he does. Gives up to Proch, and that's the final. 98-65 is your final. The Mansfield Lions advance to the semifinals of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. They'll take on the Liberty Eagles at 7:30 tomorrow night.